The Five People You Meet in Limbo. I was recently stuck in the Shreveport, Louisiana airport, suffering through numerous delays in my trip back to 2008 and away from Shreveport, and I had exhausted nearly everything readable save for a back issue of Yawning Monthly magazine, which I had already committed to memory, and Mitch Albom's celebrated book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, was the only thing left that I hadn't read. So even though I suspected that I wouldn't care for it, I picked it up to read. 20 minutes later, when I had finished, I got to thinking. There's Albom's book, Gender Trips, The Five People You Meet in Hell, three of them being Dick Cheney, Dr. Pat Nunking's The Five People You Meet While Reading The Five People You Meet in Heaven, Suit Singh's The Five Scented Candles You Will Enjoy in Heaven, and Peter Mayhew's The Five Star Wars Fans You Will Meet in Hell. But where was the book for all the babies that died before they could be baptized and know God's sweet redemption from sins they had not yet had the opportunity to commit? This hardly seemed fair. Where was Sean Hannity in this time of need? Is that Roman Catholic too focused on promoting the legitimacy of sanctioned exorcists to ignore the plight of the innocent three-week-olds who are living at the edge of hell? So, with the trillions of innocents floating around in space, I dedicate these lists to them. The Five People You Meet in Limbo. Reuben Vondelhaven, a Dutch architect who died in 1838 of lumbago. He's a bit of a dick. Afshar Muhammad Timur from Kandahar, a tribal sheep herder from last week. Monica Houston, a housewife and mother of three from Cobb County, Georgia. She died in 1988 from complications arising from a medical procedure to remove her eye fat. Billy Preston. Yeah, that Billy Preston. Girk, a nomadic hunter and gatherer from 19,939 BC. Died of old age at 22 years. He is virtually useless, but provides comic relief while you wait to get into heaven. The five snacks you will have while you're in limbo. Terwilliger's Fudge and Honey Crinkle Cakes, a sugary sweet taste of seaside British yesteryear. Tom's of Maine all-natural cinnamon toothpaste. This is actually a snack for some people, seriously. Waltman's cherry-covered overalls, a delicious pant. Tom's bottom-of-the-barrel powdered-flavored tato chips. Reeling Swiss Herbal Rocks and Dirty. The four salt and pepper shakers you will use in limbo. The ones that look like Laurel and Hardy. The ones that look like cows. The battery-operated grinders currently featured in Skyways magazine. The ones that look like Raggedy Ann and Andy. The 11 vitamins you will have in limbo. B12, obviously. C, K, C+, D minus, niacin, A, E, zinc, surprise, B6, St. John's wort, not really a vitamin, but you know. The eight greetings you will hear in limbo. Sup, shalom, alagov,
moshi moshi,
dude,
buenos dias.
Hey, you're that guy from The Thing. The 1412s you will six in limbo. Malcolm X. Where's the beef? 1,403. The Who's Live at Leeds. Connie Chung. Pooh Berries. Seattle. Bianca Jagger. Mylanta Chewables. A Patch of Kentucky Bluegrass. Yahtzee! Le Save Fave.